down.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky hosts Western leaders in Kyiv as Ukraine marks 2 years since Russia's full-scale invasion. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The gathering took place as Ukrainian forces face an ammunition shortage and foreign aid hangs in the balance. Zelensky addressed his country at an airfield previously targeted by Russian paratroopers in the initial days of the conflict. Dear Ukrainian people, today we are in this symbolic place in Hostomel. It is here that Russian President Vladimir Putin wanted to win the battle for our capital, a key battle of that blitzkrieg that he had planned. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau spoke at the ceremony to express solidarity with Ukraine.
Your fight is our fight.
The world leaders arrived shortly after a Russian drone attacked a southern city in Ukraine, where at least one person was killed. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
At its annual summit in Nigeria's capital, Abuja, the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, was being tested as member nations Niger and Mali, each of whom underwent military coups last year, and Burkina Faso, which suffered a military takeover in 2022, are seeking to withdraw from the regional organization. There's also the political crisis in usually stable democracy Senegal, where supposedly outgoing President Macky Sall postponed elections scheduled for later this month. In his opening statement, ECOWAS chief and Nigerian President Bola Tinubu challenged his fellow member nations to address these issues head-on.
We must approach these issues with a sense of unity and commitment to the well-being of our people.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump and Nikki Haley are facing off in South Carolina's Republican primary Saturday, where Trump is looking for his fourth state primary win in Haley's home state. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Republicans aren't supporting her. They don't like, and they don't like her policy. She's essentially a Democrat. I think she should probably switch parties.
Haley, the two-time former South Carolina governor, not just taking on Trump.
70% of Americans have said they don't want Donald Trump or Joe Biden. They are the two most disliked politicians in America.
In all but one primary since 1980, the South Carolina Republican winner going on to be the party's nominee, Haley vowing to carry on even if she loses. I'm Julie Walker.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his officials will meet Saturday night on next steps after the latest talks with the United States, Egypt, and Qatar in search of a deal on pausing the fighting in Gaza. But Netanyahu also says he'll convene the cabinet early next week, quote, to approve the operational plans for action in Rafah. There have been widespread warnings from the international community about an Israeli military ground operation in Rafah, where more than half of Gaza's population now shelters. But Netanyahu says, quote, only a combination of military pressure and firm negotiations would achieve Israel's aims. After facing backlash regarding a state Supreme Court ruling on in vitro fertilization, Alabama lawmakers are looking for a legal fix. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Lawmakers began scrambling in the wake of a state Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos could be considered children under state law. GOP State Senator Tim Melson, who's a doctor, told station WBMA he wants a solution.
I'm just have a bill that says that a fertilized egg or embryo has potential life. It's not actual life.
Former President Donald Trump joined the calls for Alabama lawmakers to act Friday, saying he would strongly support the availability of IVF. I'm Shelley Adler.
A South Carolina man has been found guilty of killing a black transgender woman in the nation's first federal hate crime trial over gender identity. Jurors decided Friday that Dakwa Lameek Ritter fatally shot Dime Doe in 2019 because of her gender identity. Ritter was also convicted of using a firearm in connection with the crime and obstructing justice. The four-day trial centered on the secret sexual relationship between Doe and Ritter, who had grown agitated in the weeks preceding the killing by the exposure of their affair in the small town of Allendale, South Carolina, according to witness testimony and text messages obtained by the FBI. Defense lawyers argued that no physical evidence pointed to Ritter. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.